Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Liam Makelam, KCBS Foodie Chap, with Chef Alexis Palacios here at Mezcal Restaurant Montage Resort, Cabo San Lucas. Chef, good to see you. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Liam. And you?
I'm doing great because, you know what? We have cocktails before us. We're going to go back in time and talk about your journey. But first, what are we drinking? Salud, by the way. Here we go. Yeah.
Welcome to Montage and welcome to Los Cabos. So you're drinking the Oscar. It's a cocktail made of hibiscus, mezcal, a little bit of cinnamon and basil. So it's a very, very delicious cocktail. And on my side, we have La Española. That is a kind of a gin tonic, but it's infused with rosemary, thyme, and a little bit of grapefruit with gin and a little bit of quinoa water. So it's really refreshing for these hot days in Cabo.
You know, and Chef, I never drink alone, so salud.
Salud one more time.
Here we go. Little sip, everybody. Well, there's a gift from the gods right there. We're going to share the recipe with our friends listening. Chef, what a journey you have had all the way from Mexico City. Tell me where you grew up and who was cooking at home in your family when you were growing up.
Well, Liam, I think as a strong Mexican family, our mother and grandmother, there's always been the cooks in our home. So this is where I started learning a lot of Mexican culture and food. And my background is from Guerrero, so it's a state in the south part of Mexico, from a small town called Taxco, Guerrero, that it's where all my family is, and it's where I learned how to cook and how to create this beautiful food.
Your mama, your grandma, your grandfather, they all cooked. Talk about some of the dishes that your mama, your grandma cooked that to this day warmed your heart and takes you back home.
Well, in Guerrero, we have this beautiful soup called pozole, and it's basically a corn soup with can boil it with some pig or chicken. The original is with pig, but I think soups always bring me back home, you know. I think it's something that everyone has underestimated, because when you are cold and when you're sick, mama used to make a chicken noodle soup or
the best, right?
Or something. Yeah. It's always making the best for you. So this kind of food is always bring me back home. So here at Mezcal in Montage, we have this beautiful creation that is inspired by our families. It's a lo pozole. It's a black bean soup with corn. And to be honest, it's a delicious soup, and it's something that transports you back home.
Well, listen, it transported me to a happy place. Full disclosure, I happened to have a birthday dinner here the other night. Chef brought out this soup. It was jaw-droppingly delicious. Everyone at the table stopped talking, took a bite or two, and we were transported to a good place. It was a taste of home, a taste of your home.
Yes, absolutely. This is what we want to do here, you know, at Montage, at Mezcal. For us, it's about experience. For us, it's about to take you back home, to give you something to experience that is memorable for you, you know. And sure. And how going back home with a small soup that is, at the end of the day, is a very simple ingredients. It's just corn, beans, and a little chili. But at the end of the day, it's something that creates a memory and a very, well, memories for you.
Simple, delicious, and yet if you use ingredients well, you can make a great dish, right? But let the ingredients sing together.
Yes, absolutely. Obviously, I think for everyone, you know, not just for chefs, everyone at home, you're always going to look for the best product. You're always going to look for something that has quality and flavor. But yeah, definitely something simple that make you happy. That's our goal.
And I have to ask you, mama or grandma, do they know this is on the menu? Has your mama been here? Has she eaten the soup here?
Yes. You know, it's funny. Mama is always hard. You know, it's never good enough.
You can be cooking for 100 guests, and there could be exceptional people, but when it's your mama at the table, it's a game changer always, right?
Yeah, it's the hardest guest that chefs always serve. You know, mama or grandmother, but definitely they know that I always put things on a menu, and I always talk to them like, you know, I'm putting the soup that you teach me how to cook, or they got really happy and excited, you know.
A little bit of pride as well.
Yes, definitely.
Chef, your journey, when did food become a real passion for you? I knew you grew up in the family. They were part of the food industry. You went to the best markets. You got to experience the best produce. But when did it become a real passion and something that you decided to embrace and take on as a career?
You know, I think that as a chef, the first love you got with the food is because we're eaters, you know. I love to eat. So.
Wait, you're an eater? Yeah. Let's drink to that, chef. We're in the same club, the eating club. Cheers, and drinking club. Just an excuse to have another sip of that great cocktail. So it's in your blood. It's in your bones,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. It's the first passion is because I love food. I love the ingredients. I love the quality of things. And that's how I discovered I really enjoy food. Then when I was introduced again back in mama home, we always been taught how to do small tasks like cleaning beans or corn or like the simple tasks, but it was always happy playing something to have fun. It wasn't something to, like now, you know, like be a job. So that's what really brought me to the kitchen, you know, that it was something, a happy place and a fun place to be.
Where was your first job, your first professional job in a kitchen? Where was it? And what were you doing in that first job?
Well, we have to go really back in the time.
Back in the time machine. Let's go back there together.
Couple decades. So I started in a small kitchen working in a French restaurant.
Mais oui.
Yeah, doing French soup and doing escargot and doing bouillabaisse. And that was my first professional job, you know. And I really love it. I mean, obviously French cuisine is been a very important part from Mexico and from other cultures, you know, we've been introduced to the techniques and to the cutting and to a very military
the French way.
The French way,
but French technique by the book. To learn the techniques of French cuisine is to learn some very, very serious skills, serious discipline, and to stick to the book.
Yeah, definitely learn the you know, by the book way and in a strict way. But I think it's a great background to learn and to start. I start before probably in my house with my family, but professionally I start in a French restaurant.
Yeah. Let's talk about this region. Here we are, your restaurant, Mezcal, Montage Resort. We're in Cabo. And in this region, the Baja region, how would you define the cuisine? What is Baja cuisine? What are the tenets? What's at the core of Baja cuisine?
You know, I really believe that the Baja is so complex and at the same time is so simple. Yeah. You know, it's this huge region starting from Baja Norte to Baja Sur. You start in Tijuana and you start in El Valle and Ensenada. You have all this beautiful mixture. And then obviously the seafood, the fish that we have here, before the immigrants from Asia, you know, a lot of Japanese, Chinese people, they came from all this country to this area. And then the Baja cuisine is something that is a fusion between Mexico and ingredients from Asia, you know. We use a lot of soju, yuzu, things that are not Mexican, you know, but we have this style here in Baja to create ceviches and create tiraditos and create different kind of tacos and food that definitely it's, again, something simple, but at the same time very complex.
We had a great conversation earlier. We were talking about British cuisine, British influence. Who knew that the British in some way informed some of the food choices and the things that have been created here in Mexico? I grew up in England, in Ireland. One of my favorite things, a pie. pasty, a Cornish pasty, and it's basically a pastry filled with some meat, some vegetables, peasant food, if you will, that they used to take to the mines, you know, when the workers, it was their lunch, maybe their dinner as well. The pasty, there is a form of the pasty here in Mexico, right?
Yeah, it is definitely, this is how beautiful the cooking culture is, you know, how obviously cooking brought cultures together and brought countries together. We've been talking about this, that in Mexico we call paste, that is sure. The same. You say paste because of the pronunciation, but for us it's a paste. And it's very famous in the state of Hidalgo, yeah. That we have a lot of mines. And definitely the British people that came in the 1800, like many years ago, sure. they brought this... very easy way to eat under the mines, you know, because yeah. They have this dough filled up with potatoes and meat, and that is easy to eat and that is easy to transport. And at the end of the day, if you get your hands dirty, you don't eat the dough, you eat just the filling.
Yeah.
But obviously we Mexicanized the pasty, and now we have like a green mole pasty and cochinita yeah. pasty and pastor pasty. But now it's a whole, it's one of the national foods from Hidalgo, you know.
Sure.
It's almost same as important as the barbacoa, but this is something that it's obviously an influence from another part. And
I love that you're giving the British a little love, a little credit for some culinary things that we enjoy here. I want to talk about the menu here, Mezcal, the restaurant, Montage Resort. Define the menu, chef. What is the menu at Mezcal all about?
Well, definitely, first of all, we opened the invitation to come to visit us at Mezcal, and at Montage Los Cabos is our newest resort. And definitely our menu is based on local product. We obviously want to not only do Baja cuisine, but we want to honor our recipes, you know, our traditions, our food that is coming from our grandmothers, our mothers, our towns, you know. So we have a very interesting menu where we use local product, organic farms, a lot of fresh fish, a lot of fresh seafood. This is all about what we get here right in front of us, this beautiful ocean that we have, the Pacific and the Sea of Cortez coming together. And definitely our menu is that, you know, honoring our culture and making it... like delicious and having this interesting menu.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, Chef, I have to ask you, when in Mexico, you have to enjoy a taco. We had a taco at dinner the other night that was out of this world. For you, what makes the perfect taco?
Well, the perfect taco for me has to be, first of all, the tortilla. That tortillas... a very simple ingredient, but again, it's so complex to make. And to start from zero, if you start with organic corn and you do the nixtamalization, where you put the corn in a process in line and then you do the dough. So tortilla is a must. Obviously, the second component has to be salsa or chile, something nice and spicy on your taco. And the filling, I think, is the third place, but you must have a nice filling. But the filling can be whatever you want, you know, whatever you have. But the tortilla and the salsa, they're a must.
I love the element of surprise anytime I go out for dinner. And coming here the other night for dinner, you surprised us with many great things, many great delicious dishes, but there was one thing that blew us all away, a couple of things, but one in particular was the avocado butter. It shows up, it looks like an avocado. I know that there was a lot of R&D, a lot of research and development to get this to perfection. Talk us through the avocado butter.
You know, it's very funny. We can... spend days talking about this butter, you know. But
hey, I don't have to be anywhere until Saturday. I have 3 days. Let's go.
Perfect. So we call it the infamous butter. But to be honest, we always want to start dinner with something that wows you, you know. And I think that bread and butter is something that we just have everyone in our restaurant just, you know, because it has to be there, you know, and we don't put attention. So we really were working in ideas and things that say, let's do this, let's do that. So one time I was doing guacamole, and then I say, I mean, guacamole is made of avocados that is buttery and is sure. Like fatty, and we say, what about to do an avocado butter, you know? Mm-hmm. And then suddenly my mind was like buff and say, like, oh, why we make it look like an avocado, and we make the seed jello, and then we make the butter green, and sure. We come up with this idea to use the empty shells of the avocado, and we did this beautiful cream butter with little avocado, and we put some herbs and some little bit of parsley and different herbs, and we make it green up to the avocado color. And then the part of the seed, we say, let's make a jello. So we are in Mexico, let's do a chili butter. So it looks like a jello seed of avocado. And then we present it. And at the beginning, it was very hot outside weather in Cabo. And the butter just melt, you know. And we have some people here. I don't want to say Chef Xavier, but we have people here that...
Every time we mention Chef Xavier, we have to drink.
Salud.
Here we go.
We say sante.
Sante. Sante de Chef Xavier. So you had to rework this avocado butter until you got it right. Finally you did, right?
Yeah, we worked it because at the beginning it melts in the table, and it was like, you know, we cannot have this, and obviously we can't, but we work it onto the perfect technique, the perfect consistency, the perfect timing, and now when you come in here, you receive an avocado with your bread, but sometimes they don't explain at the beginning, so you are amazed, like, what is this? You know, you don't know until somebody come and tell you, you know, this is our butter presentation. Yeah. You have this green avocado butter with chili butter, and people just start taking pictures and wow, you know, because it's a very cool presentation.
Listen, you're making people very happy. You're making their tummies happy through great food. You're creating memories. You're giving people an experience that they will go away and talk about. That's certainly what I'm doing and will do for the coming days and weeks, months. Because to eat here at Mezcal is to really enjoy the cuisine. Behind it, a chef with a ton of passion, a lot of love, a lot of creativity. And I know to have a great restaurant, you have to have a great bar program, a great wine program. As we wrap up here, chef, before us, we have a little Mezcal tasting. Is this the Mezcal tasting?
Yes.
Yeah. Talk us through it.
Well, this is our Mezcal tasting. We always sell Mezcal with a sangrita, that is one of the first like pairs with mezcal and tequila. So sangrita traditionally is like a small Bloody Mary, where you sip the mezcal and then you sip a little bit the sangrita that cleans you your palate, so you are ready for the next shot. But here at Mezcal, we do in our bar different kind of sangritas. We have a great bartender called Everett, so he's so creative. So now you have a beet sangrita that is so like spicy and salty and nice, and we always serve it with some oranges that match perfectly with the smoky of the mezcal, and it has some warm salt, some salt made out of the chicatana ants and some of the chapulines too. So yeah, that's the crickets.
So do we start here? We're gonna start here with a little mezcal.
Can start. Let's see. Salud, one more time.
Salud, chef. Here we go. Mmm, that smoky mezcal, it warms the cockles of your heart and your belly. And then we have, next door?
We have the beet sangrita, and then we sip a little bit of the sangrita.
Oh my lord. Wow. The trifecta, the final part.
The final part, you grab a warm, salt orange, and
we go. Mmm. Oh, my word. I'm in a happy place. You know, chef, one of my favorite bands is a band called Queen, and they wrote a song called Fat Bottom Girls, Well, you have some fat-bottomed bugs right here. They should have written the song about these bugs.
Yes.
Tell me about the bugs. What are they all about?
We have these blank ants. They're fat bottom ants, you know.
Do we have one?
Yes, absolutely. Please. It's a very delicious.
I'm not going to eat a fat-bottomed ant alone. Here we go.
Yeah. Look
at Salute this. Wait, with the butt.
You're bottoms up. Here we go.
Oh, crunchy. It's really like eating a pine nut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very very delicious flavor. Yeah. These ants coming all the way from Oaxaca and Guerrero.
Mm-hmm.
They're just coming out once a year when it's the raining season.
Yeah.
They came out to pair, and then they collect these ants. But it's so traditional to eat it when you are with mezcal because it's a nice treat. Yes, please.
Yeah, we can.
Salute.
And we have right next door, are these the chiquitas?
Those are chapulines.
Chapulines.
And are the crickets, and it's the same. It's a very, very, very traditional way to eat mezcal, to have this as the little botanas.
Yeah.
So the chapulines also are very crispy, very crunchy, but they have a certain flavor, kind of a dry shrimp, like dry fish.
Cheers. You know, I come from the land of cricket. You know that, but not crickets. Here we go. Oh,
but the flavor is so delicious, you know. It's
oh my word!
It's so nice. So,
it's almost like an anchovy.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly, it's like a dry anchovy flavor, and it's a perfect match, you know.
Oh.
As you see, it's a perfect. We're drinking mezcal. We're having these nice big bottom ants and these crickets, oranges, our sangritas, and then you have a beautiful day here with us at Mezcal in Montage Los Cabos.
Well, listen, Chef, before I leave you, we have to give props to the team behind your amazing restaurant and resort. I have to give a little love to your chef at the helm, Chef Xavier Salomon, a good friend, and he's been a good mentor to you.
Yes, definitely. I've been learning a lot from him, and he's been training me in a lot of things, you know, and we always joking about the French-ican way to do things, you know, because it's French and I'm Mexican. So now we're having this beautiful relation, but definitely it's a great mentor, and I've been learning from him many things that he's been in the industry, and he taught so many people, and now we are very lucky to have him here.
You're part of his family. Once you're in with Chef Xavier, you're in for life, you know that.
Yes, I know.
Before we leave you, folks, if you've never been here to Montage, Los Cabos, Baja, you will be royally spoiled. From the minute you walk through these doors, you feel that you've been transported to an incredibly special place. No place like it. No place on the planet like it. Not just the food, the cuisine, the cocktails, the ambience, the great places you can stay here, the rooms, the suites. But then there's the beach. This beach is special. Tell me why.
Well, this beach, it's one of the most iconic beaches on the whole region, Santa Maria Beach. It's a beautiful cove. It's one of the only beaches where you can swim and do kayak and do snorkel. You will see, like, the energy we have here is just so beautiful because we have mountain, we have a piece of desert, we have the beach. So all of these three things got together in this beach, and it's really beautiful. You must have to come to Montage. You must have to come and enjoy this beautiful Santa Maria Beach, and definitely enjoy the snorkel and the water sports we do here. And, well, we invite you all. Just come to see us.
You got it. Chef, I hope to see you in San Francisco. I know that when you next visit, I'm going to give you my food tour of my city, San Francisco. Will you come and see us?
Yes, absolutely. Of course, we will come this year, and we will let you know where we're going to be at. And I hope to cook with you very soon at your cantina.
Noe's Cantina.
And we will be there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Chef, I brought my swimming shorts. Look out. Folks, the recipe for the incredible pozole soup, a little gift from Mama and Grandma, now on the menu here at Mezcal Montage Resort. Chef here at the helm, doing great things, really good things. Chef, keep on bringing your love and passion to all that you do.
Absolutely. Thank you, Liam. Thank you for coming. Thank you for enjoy what we do and for your friendship.
We appreciate you, Chef. Chef Alexis, his story, and more on Mezcal and Montage Cabo. You'll find it all at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap. Salute, Chef. Salute.
Salute.
There we go. Cheers. I'll have another, please.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.